Hi everyone, this is Olivia, and I want to welcome you to a new episode of Soaking in the Sunlight. And today I just want to welcome some of our guests that I've noticed that listen across the world. Today, I was looking at different countries that listen, and I found that the US, of course, they take a listen, and there are also listeners from Brazil, Taiwan, France, Canada, the UK, Australia, Germany, the Netherlands, Indonesia, Switzerland, and Cameroon, and Costa Rica, Lithuania, New Zealand, and the Philippines, Sweden, Thailand, South Africa, and all different places around the world. And it's really cool. And if I didn't get to mention you out there, don't worry. I see you. And, thanks a lot for listening to the podcast. And I pray that it blesses you in some way. And I also realized that some of the countries that listen are in some areas that may not necessarily be the most friendly towards the gospel of Jesus Christ, to phrase it that way. And so, I'm grateful that you are still pressing your way to listen to Christian content, to still listen to the gospel, even in the conditions that you may find yourself in. I just pray that God continues to give you strength and grace in, just the different contexts that you may be in. I just want to encourage you today. You may be the only Christian in your family, in your tribe, your community, wherever you are. Just know that, one, Jesus loves you, and when you made that commitment to Christ, God is also committed to helping you on your Christian journey, on your relationship with Him. He's not just gonna leave you hanging. He is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You can cast all your burdens upon the Lord, for He careth for you. I really like the scripture. If you listen to me, I say this scripture a lot. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. So the Lord will keep you. He's able to keep your foot from falling. And so, so you may find yourself in some opposition. You may find that some family members may not want to be around you anymore because you're a Christian, because you're saved, because you love the Lord, because your actions and attitudes, your desires are changing and becoming more like Christ. And so people will recognize that and know that some people will be drawn by that, and then some people will be drawn away by that. But that's okay, because that lets us know that Christ is living in us, and that He's guiding us, and being our total life, basically, not just the head of our life, but being our lives. And so, I'm super excited that there are different countries around the world just listening to the podcast, and this is just to let you know, listening out there, that you're not alone. You may feel like you're alone in the little community that you're in, in the town that you're in, and the church that you're in, but no, there are other brothers and sisters around the world that are seeking the Lord while He may be found, that, just want to reach out to God, that want to have more of God, that want to listen to Christian content, that don't want to listen to foolishness, that they want to do what's right, I also want to shout out some other countries as well, just to share, who's taking a listen. And so we have the United Arab Emirates, Austria, Spain, Guatemala, Hong Kong, India, Macedonia, Malaysia, Namibia, Nigeria, Oman, Portugal, Romania, Slovakia, Turkey, and Uruguay. And so this is really cool. There's some places on here that are, completely new to me. And I'm sure there's some places on here that are new to you as well. And, again, this is a time to just kind of realize, like, wow, there are people around the world that, love the Lord and that want to know more about God. And, you might have tuned on here and, you may not know Christ in a saving way, but I'm glad that you popped on so that you can hear more about God and know how to have that relationship with Him, and how to start that relationship with Him. A lot of times on the podcast, I will lead people into the sinner's prayer. And that's a prayer where someone repents of their sins, because the Bible talks about, for all have sinned fallen short of the glory of God. So everyone has sinned. Everyone has disobeyed God in some way. You know, the Bible talks about being born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So people are just born into sin. You know, people naturally want to do the wrong thing and they have to be taught to do the right thing, you know. And so in the prayer, the sinner's prayer, you know, someone has to come to themselves and say, you know what, Lord, I'm sorry for what I've done. I've committed sin. You know, I've disappointed you, but God, I'm here to repent of my sins, to turn away from those sins. And I want to be like you. And Lord, cleanse me, save me. I believe that you died, that Jesus, you died on the cross for my sins, and that God raised you again from the dead 3 days later. And that now you live forevermore. And Jesus, I believe that you are Lord. And, you know, those are the confessions that you make with your mouth and that you believe in your heart concerning Jesus in order to become a Christian. And so, you know, like I said, you might have just popped on here to just listen. You might have been intrigued by the logo for the podcast, or someone might have suggested it to you. It might have popped up on your feed. And again, I don't think it's by accident. You know, I truly believe that God allowed you to come on here to get encouraged, to hear more about God. And if you don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins, in order for that to happen. You know, because everyone needs Jesus Christ, no matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter where you live, no matter your language, no matter your background, everyone needs Jesus Christ. And so, you know, again, I'm glad that you popped on from all over the world. That's really cool. I think you all are really cool. And, you know, like I said, I just pray that this podcast encourages you and blesses you. And right now, I even want to pray a prayer for you all. So here we go. Lord God, I thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for your keeping power, your word, your truth, oh Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, all you continue to do, God. I thank you, Jesus. There is none like you, Lord. None like you, God. We worship you, God. We honor you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for all the listeners out there, oh Lord, from all different countries, oh God, in the name of Jesus, around the globe, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing them to come across this podcast, God. I pray, oh Lord, that you would touch their hearts, oh God. For those on here, oh God, that are Christians, oh God, born again believers that know you, Jesus, oh God, and the pardon of their sins, oh God. I pray, oh Lord, Jesus, that they'll continue to stand strong, that they'll stand firm on your word, on your truth, Jesus, that they won't back down, that they won't give in, oh God. That they'll continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, oh God. Jesus, that they'll continue to let, oh God, you shine in them, Jesus, that the sunlight will continue to shine in them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that people would see it, oh God, that they'll see you, Jesus, in them, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for being a healer and a protector for them, God. I thank you, Lord God, for protecting them, oh God, from those, oh God, that oppose them, that from those, oh God, they may want to try to kill them even, oh God, for the belief in Jesus Christ, oh God, that may try to cut them off from society, oh God, that may try to do all these different types of things to try to turn their backs on you, Jesus. But God, I pray that they stand firm, that they stand strong no matter what, Jesus. I thank you, God. You're worthy, Lord, to be praised, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Even though we may not have that exact same experience, God, I thank you, Lord, that we are one in the body of Christ, oh God, that we remember those who are in jail for their faith in you, Jesus, that we remember those, God, who are persecuted, God, in any form of fashion for their faith in you, Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, for lifting them up and helping them, oh Lord, and giving them strength, God. Touch any missionaries out here, oh God, who are listening, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, in their local communities or who are abroad, oh God. Let them continue, oh God, to spread the word of God in the name of Jesus, no matter what. And I believe that every Christian, every born-again believer is a missionary, God. So let us share your word no matter what. in the name of Jesus. In these last and evil days, oh God, thank you, Lord God, for your soon return, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Have your way in us, Lord. Let us be bold and brave in your name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for all these things and more. Touch all the youth on here that are listening, God, who are faced with opposition at school, at work, oh God, at home, oh God. Let them stand strong, oh God. And I pray this prayer over them, Lord, this scripture over them, Jesus, that to let no man despise their youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity in the name of Jesus. The Lord is with you, my friend. The Lord is with you, my brother, my sister. He's able to keep you no matter what's going on. He's able to guide you no matter what's going on. So I thank God for you. I thank God for your diligence, your commitment to the faith. I thank you, God, for allowing us to be connected in this way through this podcast, God. I pray, oh Lord, that you will bless my brothers and sisters of Christ around the world, God. In the name of Jesus, that they'll go stronger, God. Give them extra power, extra strength even now, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you for giving them extra power, extra strength right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Be with us, Lord. Guide us, God. Everything that's trying to oppress us, depress us, suppress us, God, let us continue to stay in the fight no matter what, Jesus. No matter what the enemy may try to throw at us, oh God, let us continue to stand strong. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus. You have no power over the body of Christ. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It shall not prevail against the church. So I thank you, Lord God, for the victory, oh Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for helping, oh God, everyone that's on here, Lord Jesus, to continue to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And for those that don't know you, Jesus, that are listening, God, I pray that they'll come to know you in a saving way, Jesus. Convict them, speak to them, God, even right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your victory, for your care, God. There is none like you, Lord. On you, God, I bless your name. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that there's no respect of persons with God, and that you love us all equally, Lord. So I thank you, Jesus, for that, God. And even as our faces differ across this world, oh God, Jesus, you know each and every need. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, God. Help us, Lord, to stand strong no matter what. We honor you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. And I know I alluded to this earlier, but I still wanted to extend this invitation out there for any of y'all out there that don't know the Lord and the pardon of your sins. And so you may feel like you really messed up in life and that God doesn't want you back, that you've made too many mistakes, but that is far from the truth. Jesus loves you and he cares about you. He wants you free. He wants you free from your sins, addictions, lust, pain, soul ties, everything. Jesus died on the cross for your sins so that you could be set free from them and have a relationship with God and make it into heaven one day. And in order to be saved from your sins and become a Christian, all you need to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner. And according to Romans 10 verses 9, the Amplified Version, acknowledge and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, recognizing his power, authority, and majesty as God, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The Bible also says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3 verse 23, King James Version. So everyone has disobeyed God. Everyone has committed sin. Therefore, everyone is in need of redemption from their sins through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Now, if you don't know Jesus, I would like to introduce you to him. If you want to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you want to rededicate your life to God, please repeat this prayer out loud and you add the meaning to it from your heart. Here we go. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner and I am in need of your salvation. I repent of my sins and I turn away from them. I'm sorry for the wrong that I have done. Please save me and make me brand new. I'm tired of living this life. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that God raised you up 3 days later from the dead. Thank you, Jesus, for coming back again for me one day. Please fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. By your grace and strength, I will live for you for the rest of my life, one day at a time. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior today, I'm so happy for you. Accepting Jesus into my life as my personal Lord and Savior was the best decision I ever made. And, you know, I have a few things just to kind of give you a tidbit on, you know, kind of the next steps. So now that you have this relationship with God, you can now actually, you know, pray to the Lord and he will hear you. So praying, that's simply having a conversation with the Lord. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to sound a certain way. Just talk with God and he is ready to listen. And the other part that I just want to let you know is to get a Bible. In the show notes, I have an online Bible that you can go to. Personally, I read King James Version. And that way you're able to read God's word and see what he wants you to do. Because we can't know how to please the Lord if we don't read his word. So that's just another way to get closer to God. Okay, the third thing is to find a Bible-believing church. And also in the show notes, I have links to different churches that can kind of give you an example of what to look for. And if you are in the area, please feel free to visit. You know, the church should be Bible-believing, should talk about, you know, getting closer to God and cultivating your relationship with him, not excusing sin or anything like that, but really talking about, you know, getting closer to the Lord and, you know, laying aside sin and everything like that, for example. Okay, so that's just like a few things that I wanted to mention to you today. And so I pray that, you know, as you are on this journey, whether you just got saved and became a Christian right now, if you've been saved for years, I pray that the Lord continues to bless you and to keep you. And again, I want to thank y'all out there from wherever you are in this lovely earth that the Lord has made for us. You know, thanks for taking a listen to Soaking in the Sunlight. And I pray that it blesses you, and I pray that you share it with others so that it can encourage them as well. So tune in next week for a new episode. Super excited for that. And I pray that you all be encouraged and stay encouraged and to always soak in the sunlight, because Jesus is the only light. Love y'all. God bless. Bye.